Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I don't get it. Podcast. We are joined by the amazing former Bachelor, Nick V. And
can I just...
You can take a breath.
Be Nick.
Yeah, just Nick, obviously.
He's yeah, but there's here. A lot of Nicks in the world. You gotta yeah, say like which the bachelor Nick, it Nick. Is.
There's no other Bachelor Nick.
There isn't.
What? Amazing former Bachelor. How about
our friend Nick?
Current actor, slaying it. No, I'm just
kidding. I can't believe how tan you are and how good your skin looks.
And his hair, right? Your no, hair like, is so much
the
lighter.
This is all natural.
This is all the beach, baby.
It's really nice.
The beach is beauty.
Wow. Paradise really did. It was like, it suited
me. Oh, it totally does. It suits me too. It's just like the summer people.
You guys thrived in paradise. I'm so happy Nick's here because the topic of today's podcast is thirst trapping.
What does that mean?
Thirst trapping is when a person...
Oh, I get it. Yeah.
When a person...
That's what I try to do on the daily.
It's when someone uploads a picture or puts something up on their story to basically get the attention by someone that they may be interested in.
And it works 99% of the time.
Are you talking about specifically or just the masses?
Yeah, like, are we talking about posted... like clickbait? Because I'm really good at clickbait.
No.
We're talking about
a specific guy.
Okay. Like this post picture of me and my nephew?
Yeah. Oh, that's your nephew.
Was that geared towards one girl?
That was geared toward women in general.
Yeah, I was collectively trying to bring him in.
That's hilarious.
I started thinking about this because recently, Nick, I went on a date with a guy like a year ago. And thanks to Ashley and Lauren and just life and people, I've been like more accepting of my body and stuff. And I like uploaded this bathing suit photo recently, which I've never done. And then all of a sudden he like comes out of the woodworks. And on top of that, this other guy that I like is also starting to now post photos. And we may think it may be to thirst trap me or someone else. I don't know.
That's a dangerous game.
Right. So my first question to you is, do we all think, trying to interpret the intentions of a post,
whether it's specific to you or like how many?
But Nick, how many
like,
times
even
do
if
we
he
do
has
this?
30 followers, yeah. That's like...
There's still 30 other people he may be trying to 29. Trap.
Anyways, go ahead.
I think in 2018, people would be like, don't post a picture like just to get the attention of a guy. But I'm sorry, we all do it.
It's why it exists.
Before I met Jared, successful. It's the only way that I get my my big to text me. Like,
your what to text you?
We refer
Mr.
to
big
our,
from
like,
Sex and the City.
Our
Sorry.
The guys in our lives.
By Sex and the City characters.
Yeah.
So, yeah. If he didn't text me for a while, I'd post, like, something with, like, the curvature of my butt.
I've absolutely done that.
Always text
no,
me.
No, and I've absolutely, like, text a girl after
you
seeing
have, so
a
it
pic.
Does work
and then, like,
on you.
Yeah. I'm like, wow, okay. Like, hey, what's up?
I know.
Like,
which is why we're the perfect person for the topic of this podcast. So, Nick, we want to just kind of get...
I'm just saying it's a dangerous game.
Why is it a dangerous game? Because it's the only way that he'll get...
There's no guarantees, and you can... It's investing a lot of effort into...
It truly is.
Put it this way, none of those girls that I reached out to... I think will be my person, kind of.
Well, you're saying sliding in the DM.
If it takes a somewhat scandalous photo to intrigue me to reply when I'm just not interested on my own, then I'm not worth their time in the sense that like I don't
think about them.
I'm not as interested as I should be or as you really want me to be.
This is great
that
insight.
Is such
however,
good knowledge.
However, the sentence you said before that was it basically works.
It works, but temporarily. I think you're saying that you're not going to get maybe a great relationship from it, but if you want the in the moment fix,
it works. It might work for someone you don't even want to hear from.
Exactly.
Exactly.
You're really kind of just literally putting it out there.
It's also a dangerous game because you can invest all this time and like your friend's energy trying to get the right picture and stuff. And then you're like, okay, I'm so excited for him to text me and work. And then that's the one picture he doesn't like or doesn't see.
But, you know,
oh, don't you remember all the times that I was like, he didn't see it. I know he didn't see it because I look at the activity.
Yeah.
And then we put I saved it up for it.
I mean, how many of us have uploaded an Instagram story wanting someone to see it and then they don't see it and we've contemplating re-uploading it again?
We're like, put it on the story.
He needs to see this story.
Have you done that? Come on now.
I can't tell who's looked at my Instagram.
That's true.
Stories.
This is
you can. Yeah,
special
it's a little
case.
Different for us.
Oh, because you guys have so many.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but the same amount. But this is great. So because you guys have so many followers, the same people aren't at the top.
At the top, like it's people that I consistently look at, I guess.
Yeah, although that's what I'm pretty sure, I only look at the
top. I'm pretty sure we have a tendency of showing up on other people's feeds. Like, I think it ranks them.
You do?
Like, if you have a larger following or if you are verified, as dumb as it sounds, I think that's why I'm careful about which stories I look at.
Oh, really? So you purposely don't look at stories?
Get that burner account.
Well, so I also
Do you have a burner account?
Of course.
No way.
Wait.
Really?
Why?
Because I don't want
everyone to actually look at my
activity.
This is fascinating. So men care as much about who likes, who looks, as much as we do.
I'm not the norm. I'm an overthinker.
So what are you? What are you when it comes to Instagram, Nick?
What am I?
Like, what do you care about and not care about on Instagram?
I'm a social influencer. What?
Like, so what do you care about and not care about?
You interested in seeing?
Yeah, exactly.
Just girls? Like, if you were taken, what would you be looking right now at?
That's a good question.
God, if only.
Oh, you guys. Ladies. Nick's really looking.
Well, I mean, look, nothing. I mean, that's the thing. There's nothing on Instagram. I try to. It's an addiction.
It is. Yeah, guys. Let me tell you about Carbon 38. Do not turn this off.
Game,
I swear.
Game changer, this website.
It's all of your favorite yoga pants, workout pants, tops, sweaters in one place.
Athleisure.
Athleisure. Yeah. I haven't taken it off in about 2 weeks. Okay?
Also, you got me aloe. You ordered that for me.
I got
aloe the lotion, but like aloe
the brand. Yeah, the brand.
They have the best brands on this website. It's literally like Bloomingdale's for athleisure.
They're the softest yoga pants, and they will make your booty look fly, okay? So let me tell you a little bit. Takara leggings. I just found these. They're so soft.
It has a cult following for sure.
And it sold out 3 times. There's 11 different colors, and I didn't know that, but I'm going to get more colors. It's the fabric creates a leather look, but it's comfortable, breathable, highlights your legs in all the right places. You can wear it with like a sweater and boots and look like you're going out for the night,
that
but you feel like you're staying
everything.
In.
That is
everything.
Comfort
see,
is everything.
That would make us go out more.
If we had leggings, exactly. That would, you know, appear like we
it's
were dressed
a,
out.
It's a one-stop shop for all of your favorite activewear designers. Carbon 38 was created as a platform to empower women through their wardrobes, and I feel empowered because I'm comfortable and my butt looks good. That's all I really need.
Right, and Lauren, I showed you the one I got, right?
Yes.
Isn't it the cutest outfit ever? I'm debuting it on Instagram very soon.
It's a cute little football pants and like a lace-up front.
Really? That's so cute.
I got those too. I've been hiding
them. Lauren, you didn't tell me you got them.
I'm sorry.
You're so annoying.
You guys, fall means football.
I know.
And yoga pants.
And yoga fall means everything. So Carbon 38 signature collections are made of activewear fabrics for performance, functionality, like we were saying, and fit. And guys, these are very high fashion items. They have inspired exclusive launches monthly and are always ahead of the latest trends. So Carbon 38 best sellers include
continue.
No, go ahead.
We also had a thread going on with the most comfortable yoga pants in our Facebook group, and I was like, you guys, Carbon 38, here's the promo. Carbon38.com offers new arrivals from top brands every day, and right now our listeners can receive 20% off your order by going to carbon38.com.
That is 38 as in 3 and 8 numerical.
The number 38.com and using our code get it. That's carbon38.com, promo code get it, GETIT, for 20% off your purchase.
And I know that I've always said that Jared likes me in sunglasses. I mean yoga What? I know that I've always said that Jared likes me in sun dresses, but I think he even likes yoga pants more.
Who doesn't? What guy doesn't?
What guy?
You're comfortable. Your guy thinks you're hot. It's amazing. Carbon 38, everyone. I'm telling you, I swear by this, and I'll be using this website for the rest of my
life. Yep. And these clothes will make you want to work out, but I never work out in them.
You can do whatever you want.
Yep.
Nick, I need your advice when it comes to sliding into the DM. Should a girl slide into a guy's DM if she thinks he's hot?
Yeah, sure.
Is that something you do?
Do I respond or do I slide?
I don't know. How do you view that?
You do a little bit of both.
Be more specific. Like I have done both.
Okay, so if a girl DMs you, is that attractive to you?
It's fine.
It's not. If I find her attractive and I'm curious, her reaching out to me doesn't stop me from being interested, if that's what you're asking. At the same time, I'm not immediately impressed by her boldness. It's just more either I find her attractive or I don't.
If she's unattractive, you find it unattractive.
Well, you just find it something to ignore.
There was one girl I ended up going out with that I thought was cute, and I wasn't sure if, I mean, it ended up like not being a great decision, but her boldness in reaching out was, I thought, she made me laugh. I don't remember what she said, but she made me laugh and was like, you know what? Screw it. I'll respond.
Okay.
What's the best way to make a guy laugh via DM?
Yeah, what's a good opening line?
Well, I mean, I think I don't know.
This is so funny.
She said something like, yes, I'll go out to dinner with you.
Oh, that is funny.
That's good.
Everyone's going to use like that.
Type in that one in the notes.
And I was like, okay, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Got any more? That's cute. I'd like that.
Yeah, she ended up not being great.
Nick.
So you said that you have a burner account, which makes me think back on the times that I used to like very much think about what I was liking. Not in like the Garrett from Becca season type of liking, but like, you know, should I like this? Cause then he'd know I'm on. Like, how much do you look at activity and how much do you think people should be careful of their activity?
I am aware that because we have a following and being on the show, I became aware that people would watch my activity.
Right.
Like, hardcore Bachelor fans. Mm-hmm. I've had other women in the past watch my activity.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Where like I got a screenshot of a picture I liked. It was a friend. It was a girl. And I, you know, kind of like, oh, I'm like, okay, well. I don't find any of that attractive. That's kind of an insecurity. But
you mean what?
I haven't gone that far. Me personally, to
starting to look at the activity page, the news feed is dangerous.
Or when you're like watching what they like,
right? Exactly. Like how, you're causing
you don't
yourself
know the context
so much,
of the relationship of why they like something.
You're causing drama for yourself.
Well, I mean, like for example, I have friends, female friends, who are models, and sometimes they post model pictures of, say, in bathing suits. If I like that, I'm often just trying to be supportive in terms of their photo, not necessarily like, oh, you know, like,
right, exactly.
Just, oh, gotta like
I mean,
this.
Jack you likes know, bikini so, photos all day. I'm really? Not threatened by it. I know he loves me, but he's like, I honestly want to see you in this bathing suit. That's why he likes it.
I mean, whatever. Again, every relationship's different, but yes, to interpret someone, especially if you don't know them, like, we're not talking about. If you're in a relationship with someone, fine. Like, that's great that you are secure in your relationship with Jack. But at the same time, I don't think it would be totally inappropriate for a girl to be like,
"What if that's
why are you liking all these whatever?"
That shit would not fly.
Yeah, if you didn't know.
At the same time, but if you're pursuing a guy and like you're trying to gain some interest, and you like some guy, and you're watching his likes. Wow, like wow, that's a rabbit hole.
I think what Ashley meant was like, let's say you like a guy and you go to his account and you like three photos in a row.
Yeah, exactly. Used to be like, oh, I don't love this picture, so I'm not even gonna like it because I don't want him to think that I like every one of his photos. This is way back in the day.
Yeah. But if someone liked,
he's either into you or he's not.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter how many photos you like.
Yeah, probably. Like, that would never be like, oh God, she's liked all my photos. Creeper, right?
But again, I was talking about this yesterday. I mean, it's just amazing. Well, the other day, Sunday. Listen, the difference between super creepy and really charming is just a really fine line. And it really all comes down to
how much you're
interested or not.
So true.
I mean, it just, And again, like I was listening to a story of this. I don't remember the context. This girl was telling the story about what this guy did, and all her girlfriends were like, kind of with their noses up in the air, being like, "Oh, that's kind of like weird." And I'm thinking, I don't know, like if you, it also might seem really romantic if you were to like write down like any rom com, and just kind of write down. Like you didn't say the name of the rom-com. You're like, boy meet, like, let me tell you a story about my friend and this guy did this. And you literally just explained a rom-com. Half of them, you'd be like, well, that's a little intense.
So true.
Like, totally. Like, wow. Like, ugh. How'd that play out?
I Pretty Woman in two would places at one time and he made it happen. Yeah. You know?
Like, so creepy. Stole my planner.
It's like, yeah, I mean, I pulled over after she wanted a ride. Like, I gave her some money. She came up to my hotel room. Like, I bought her some food. I don't know. We didn't, like, hook up. Like, she didn't want to kiss me, but, like... you know, like she brought out a bunch of condoms and wore these boots, and then she had like fake hair in the morning. So like, I bought her some waffles, and then we like hung out for the dog tracks. And then my friend tried to rape her. That was super weird.
Pretty Woman would be so different.
Stop, Nick, you just did that. That is so funny. Do that for every rom-com.
So it really just comes down to if someone's interested. I think to Naz and I were talking about this. If listen, I, as a guy, sometimes. I'm a persistent person in life in terms of when I know what I want something, I go for it. There's a fine line between being too available with men or women because people like the chase. But at the same time, it just, every situation is different. You really got to, there's no hard, I think if someone were to, there's no hard and fast rule of like, oh, well, F, you have to hold off. You know, not hold off, and you have to either assert confidence, and you have to be willing to fail. You have to be willing sometimes, in order to like to be super charming, to be bold, to kind of make your mark with someone, or seem like not the cliche. You have to be willing to strike out at the risk of maybe instead of being the guy or the girl with this really great. Like, oh, let me tell you what this guy did. You know, as if you're the guy who you're being talked about in this, like, really positive way. You have to be willing to be the guy or the girl who's like, this guy wouldn't stop texting me. You know, like, you have to be willing to, you know. And this is, and for me, there's not a greater criticism. If I ever thought that a girl thought I was creepy, that I don't think anything would bother me more. So I'm just saying sometimes you have to be willing to be bold. And, like, again, like, you can kind of read whether it takes that, but you just have to be willing to take a shot.
So, like, so what could be creepy to one girl could be the romantic gesture she's been waiting for her whole life.
It all depends whether she's interested or not. Or in guys, too. You know, I was just going to say,
the thing I love about Nick is that when Nick and I spoke about some girl that he was, like, talking to, Nick is very, like, persistent. And I was like, that is so rare in this day and age, right? Like, how many guys actually pursue, even if you're just kind of like, oh, I don't know if I'm, like, ready to get back out there. Like, if Nick wants something, he goes after it. And I remember you were telling me a story of, like, this girl that you were talking to. And I told you, like, oh,
I won't use names.
Like, no, we're not using names. But I told you,
the story.
Oh, maybe you should back off a little. And then Nick finished the story. And I realized that I was wrong. That, no, he shouldn't. Like, that is so endearing that he was so persistent. And, Nick, why do you think guys aren't right now?
Should we tell this?
I guess we should tell the story. Yeah.
It's ongoing. So.
Oh.
It's up to you, Nick.
Yeah, it totally is up to you.
Okay. I don't know how much I want.
Brief synopsis.
No, I don't think, because then you're going to want to, like...
Well, either way, like, the girl meant for you is supposed to want... whenever you want to text her, she's supposed to want all your texts.
There was this girl I was interested in. I first had an interaction with her friend. I hadn't met any of them. But whatever. Our paths crossed via the web.
Okay.
Via the web.
I was immediately... more interested in her. Like, she sent a picture of her group of friends.
Kick and out. I was just like, who's that?
In my head, I'm like, who the fuck is that?
Yeah, that's dangerous.
Did she know that she was going to be the hottest girl in the picture, though?
The girl I first connected with, I'm sure, has no problem with guys.
Okay.
They have two very different looks. I'll show you.
Okay. This is so interesting.
Anyways, I didn't feel like there's a really deep mutual interest between me and the first girl. So, okay,
which was just superficial.
Yeah. So we never actually even really got together, stopped communicating. Like 6 weeks go by. And so I messaged the friend. And I said something like, in the history of long shots, I know this is probably up there. And I assume she knew that I was communicating with her friend, mm-hmm. but in case, I just put it out there. I'm like, I was talking to your friend, just so you mm-hmm. know.
Okay.
And long story short, I said something like, but I would regret having not
good. Reached being out up front. And said, very good.
Mm-hmm. I'd regret not at least seeing if you want to get together.
Right. Willing to take the risk.
But I just got to put it out there. She replied. Saying, like, I knew that you guys were talking. Thanks for reaching out. As much as I'd love to, I don't want to disrespect my friend. Blah, 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 blah. She made some romp. And then she, like, made a comment about whatever. And so, like, there was a lot of dialogue back and forth. It seemed like she was interested but was trying to do the
right
thing.
Be a good friend, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, it's like, do I just... So then I decided, like a week later... to try to and then she mentioned, she said something about maybe we'll meet in a more serendipitous, organic type of way.
I like it. Okay. Romantic.
And then it was a little back and forth, and her message ended with, well, until our rom-com run-in, thanks for at least reaching out.
She's sly.
I like her.
So 5 days later, I'm thinking, I really am intrigued by this person. I said something in my first message that I find her... I said, I think you're fucking intriguing. Intriguing as fuck.
Fall always gives me the heebie-jeebies because it feels like the beginning. I still am not over the fact that it feels like the beginning of school. I haven't started school for 6 years. Like, it's been six falls since I've gone to school, and yet it's still scary to me.
Is it weird I miss going to, like, Target or Walmart and, like, buying paper?
That was the only
exciting
part, and, like, picking out your first day of school outfit.
Yeah.
Well,
your new backpack.
Fall is here, and FabFitFun is here to make it feel more fun than scary. And I just have to keep thinking, you know, fall doesn't mean school supplies. It means a new FabFitFun box. And this season's box is pretty amazing. You know those Glam Glow bubble sheet masks that you see everywhere?
Yes.
I love them. I feel like they're at Target.
Yeah. This one came with two, right?
Yes. There's
two
in here.
I'm obsessed.
And they also have beauty blenders in them. Beauty Blender Pro, Original, Chill, Pop, Bubble, Glow. Oh my God. There's so many beauty blenders.
Wait, can I talk about my favorite thing that came in the box?
Yeah.
A Vince Camuto handbag, you guys.
Oh my gosh, yes.
It's brown and black leather. I die. Looks like a bajillion dollars. Came in my FabFitFun box. I was like, I feel fab. I feel fit. I feel fun in this.
Wait a second. Check this out. The retail value on that tote, Naz, is $128.
That's nuts.
That's nuts, and dude.
And with our code, people are going to get the FabFitFun box for only $39.99.
Guys, that is
so
a
it doesn't
steal.
Make any sense. I don't know how they do this every single season.
I don't know why people don't subscribe to these. It's literally like having Christmas at your door.
The fall box is a total of $285, $403 retail. And you're getting it for how much, Ash?
$39.99 with our code. So you got to sign up for FabFitFun today to get your fall box. The FabFitFun box is in limited supply. It always is. It truly gets sold out within the first week. And this is not one of those things where it's like, hurry up and get it now. Like, it actually sells out
like,
so quickly.
Hurry up and get it now. Type it in your phone.
Yeah. These boxes, they sell out always. Use the code GETIT, G-E-T-I-T, to get $10 off your first box. You go to FabFitFun.com, sign up, and start getting the box for a life well-lived. And use the promo code GETIT to get $10 off. It's over $200 worth of value for only $39.99. FabFitFun.com, promo code GETIT for $10 off.
My next move was a little bold. So the thought was, the obvious move, I thought to myself, I waited like 5 or 6 days. And I thought, well, maybe I'll just try to suggest, like, I was going to write her and say something like, hey, I might be here at, you know, 1, drinking coffee, doing some work. Maybe you'll stop by. But I was like, I'm going to be, like, more bold. I recorded... like a couple little videos on Instagram saying the same thing, but it was more personal. Now, I asked a lot of people, been like, oh, you know, record a video and send it.
And
like
that's what I said
even
to
Even Ashley is cringing, but I thought to myself, fuck it, she's either going to be interested in me or not. And if she is interested in me, she's going to think it's charming
for sure.
And funny.
For sure.
Okay, question. So when you say you posted a video on Instagram, you were like, here I am at the cafe.
I recorded a video of myself talking to her and said something like...
Oh, talking to her, like directly or to like your following?
No, just to her.
Oh, okay.
It was one of those videos that like she could, play it twice if she wanted to.
Yeah, why do they only let us play it twice? I know, what if weird. I want to save that shit on Instagram? Jesus.
Then that person will allow that to happen, but I did not.
I guess we could screen record if we really wanted it.
So I was just like, hey, I thought you might be interested in knowing that I'm going to be at this place. And I suggested the place.
Very persistent.
And I made some like joke about, I'm like, because she mentioned rom-coms. I was like, hey, listen, in every rom-com, the guy has to be a little persistent. So you can't hate me here. She replied back. So he said, interesting, that's my favorite place. I was there today.
No way.
Just missed me.
Whoa.
Oh, there's more.
Nick just said, oh, there's more.
And I said, well, maybe you'll pop in tomorrow. Not a question mark, but more of like, I'm not even going to ask. I'm just going to say, maybe you'll show up.
Yeah.
So the next day I had work to do. I went to the place. I didn't say when I was going or whatever. So I just went.
Camped out overnight.
But I love this because it's like a guy.
I didn't expect her somewhere to show up, but I was like, I'm just going to go for like an hour and a half, do some work.
Nick, there wasn't a little part of you that was like, she's.
Of course.
Okay, so then you did sort of kind of expect her to show up.
Time window frame, then you were like, oh, now that's a little more serendipitous.
I went like in the afternoon. And before I left, I took a photo of the cup of coffee where the place was.
AKA a thirst trap.
Yeah, totally. It's a thirst trap.
This is a thirst trap, Nick.
It was directly to her.
Exactly. It's still a thirst trap.
It wasn't like...
No, if it was the masses, then it'd be a thirst trap.
Because directly
to
her.
You got that one.
No, it was directly to her. This is not a thirst trap. And me trying to be really going for it. And I wrote a boy just doing some work, which was kind of like, if you really pay attention, it's like a Notting Hill kind of.
Oh, just in his little bookshop.
She liked the picture. She double tapped it. Told me, she's just like, not going to make it today. Enjoy your work in peace. And then writes, soon. I'm like, oh, shit. So I was like, I just liked that message. Didn't reply. And then this is where like, okay, it's just like, I feel like if this person's interested, she's clearly responsive, responding a lot.
Yeah.
Responds immediately. Is like saying, but like we've established this thing where I'm pursuing her. She's like, I don't know, this whole thing. But like, I'm not expecting this girl to like follow up with me in 5 days and be like, hey, maybe I'll be like, this is all me pursuing her. And I think she is enjoying the, I mean, I don't.
Or, I mean, just to play devil's advocate, I'm sure she's enjoying because I know you and I know, like,
your I don't know. I mean, but I don't
think... But, like, a lot of girls, like, will just be, like, you know, one or two word answers. It can come off to maybe a guy as, like, oh, she's playing hard to get. Or these are she not could one just or... maybe not be interested.
No, she's but putting thought actually, into the responses.
This is actually my point is that I'm getting, like... this sounds terrible in terms of my expectations being so low or communicating with people in LA is that their sentences... For example, like her friend would be like, sometimes I'll be communicating with a girl and I'll like ask a question and I get like a 2-word response and I'm thinking, what the fuck does that even mean? Mm-hmm. Like, are you even like communicating in English where this person's like having a dialogue conversation?
Okay. Intriguing as fuck.
Yeah, I guess I would say like a 2-word response, right? Do you guys think that'd mainly be playing hard to get or just not interested? I do it when I'm like not interested.
Not interested.
Yeah, probably
two words
not interested. Personally, I'm sure it's case by case.
Yeah.
But
sure, but this person's responding quickly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways.
Responding quickly is actually way more important than you would think because if she's not
liking
into
the
it,
messages,
she's probably just going to be like, I'm going to let it sit for like an hour. Well, until her guiltily
so keep in mind, her response to that picture of the cup was first liking the message, then writing a sentence of saying, not going to make it today. Enjoy your work in peace. XX. Sent that and then immediately wrote soon.
Soon.
But while we're on the topic, Nick, what do you think about people that wait? Do you appreciate it more when a girl responds back right away? Or do you
of
like.
Of course.
Okay. As opposed to girls that like will say, oh, let me wait five
minutes. I'm super annoyed by that.
It doesn't make you any more attractive.
It doesn't make
me
less attractive if she responds right away, especially if I'm interested in her. I'm not like, oh, I'm into this girl. Ooh, she replied right away. Now I've lost interest. That would never happen.
Yeah. Got it.
I feel like our old school way of thinking, like we have to give it like 15 minutes is outdated now. This is what I used to think.
Either you're interested or you're not. Again, if it's like a whole like fuck boy, fuck girl relationship, I think maybe, you know?
Like, yeah, if you're playing like this sick game.
Anyway, so like I waited 4 more days and then this is when I was like, you know what? I'm going to just keep this whole thing going. And then, and everyone, if anyone knows me, they know I like the movie Serendipity. I mentioned something about it being my favorite movie or something when she said the word serendipitous or something.
There's gloves coming.
No, but like on the other night, I wrote, I was watching Serendipity and I recorded a video of a scene in there.
How serendipitous.
And it was just, and then I said something about maybe we'll run into each other this week. And it was just of the video of
that's
the movie.
Cute. I thought that was really cute.
No, that's adorable. Really cute. I'd be like, this is my husband because yeah, he's putting so right? much effort in and putting like the cute little touches on
cute.
It.
Cute. That's a cute touch.
Yeah. And then she was like, that might be kind of, opens it immediately, mm-hmm. responds immediately, but says, might be kind of tough seeing as I'm not in LA. And then she wrote something, and I still to this day don't get, but she wrote, stakes are higher. I didn't know what that meant.
Stakes are higher.
Like, maybe, do you guys think that means, like, maybe she's scared to meet up with Nick because of the whole friend thing, and now she's like, now I want to meet up with him even more?
Because she's feeling a little bit
more.
She
likes him
yeah.
more.
Yeah, yeah. Now it's like, you're setting my expectations higher. Mm.
That's what I think she meant.
Anyways, I responded with, I never thought about the state, that I never thought about there being a lot at stake by us not meeting and me getting to know you sooner than later, but I'm not going to disagree with your logic.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was more like, oh, of course there's a lot at stake, mm-hmm. which I didn't really get.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird thing to have to respond
anyway,
to.
Anyway, she liked that message.
She's so smart, this girl.
Anyway, she liked that message and then said, I'm in Wisconsin.
I know, Nick's right? home state, if you guys didn't know.
And yeah. I said, oh, really? You're in my state that I grew up. How, you know.
Serendipitous.
I didn't say serendipitous.
I know, exactly.
She was like, where'd you grow up? She was like, oh, that's crazy, blah, 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 blah.
Where's she from? Is she from there?
No, she's...
She just happens to be in Wisconsin.
She happens to be a model, and of course... So I knew, I was like, so you're there for Kohl's? Because model who goes to Wisconsin is there for Kohl's. And then... what else? There was a little bit of a back and forth. I gave her some suggestions of where to go. How did roller skating come up?
She mentioned the
museum that's in Milwaukee, mm-hmm. and I said I've actually
you had an event there.
I roller skated there once,
mm-hmm.
and then she goes, "Well, I'm awesome on rollerblades." I said, "This might be a little bit of a risk admitting this since I haven't met you, but my roller skates are always in my car because you know you never know when you might need them,
and you are so fucking good at it." Yeah.
And she wrote, "The chances of us meeting went up by 6%."
Oh.
I've never seen you as happy as you are on roller skates. And
it's same. I yeah. My birthday?
And, yeah. I fucking no love one, it.
Smiley, you know? So Nick. Smiley. And I also feel like I said it at your birthday party. I go, I think that you need to take a girl on a first date to a roller rink.
But then you're going to be mad tough, that she's tough, slow.
No, tough can to teach do. Her. That'd tough. Be so that's, cute.
No, it's a great second or third date, not
okay,
a first
fine.
Date.
Fine, second date. But like, you get to like hold her hand and really teach her.
I don't know. To me, someone would blow around. Me away. You know, I'm so over the first date, the fucking interview over drinks. Like, ugh. Take me to something fun. Show me who you really are. I say it's a great first date.
It's fine. I would rather be like a second date.
Have you ever brought a girl roller skating?
Blading skating?
On a date?
Yeah.
No.
Nick!
See?
Wait, you need to I gotta know there. What if you guys ever met up in real life. Continue your story.
No, that's it.
That's it?
That's where we're at right
TBD.
Now.
TBD.
That's where we're at.
She's not in LA.
That's why he said it's an ongoing thing.
Well, Nicholas Vial, I think this is your woman.
No, come on.
But well, here's
who
the
knows?
Thing.
How
but then why are you trying so hard?
I'm definitely intrigued by this person.
He means the odds are low that it's actually her. However, definitely.
What if you guys literally like?
My point is like to what Nat's bringing this up is that for whatever reason, I am in fact intrigued and I really want to meet this person. And I don't care if she knows I really want to meet her and I'm interested mm-hmm. because I am not interested in just like hooking up with someone. I'm not saying this is going to be my person. I just want to meet them because. Who knows?
Who knows?
And I have no problem in her knowing that I'm very much interested because I'd rather be attracted to my confidence and my persistence and the fact that, yeah, fine, I talked to your friend or whatever, but I didn't realize you existed. And now for whatever reason, I just want to meet you.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And like it could not work. But if she's not interested in the fact that like I like her, You know what I'm saying? Like, we're something like, oh my God, he likes me. I don't like him. Like, well, then, I don't, then I'm not interested in her.
So we've established that you are persistent, and I personally love that. Do you think that that works both ways? Do you think women can be as persistent, or you think that's only something a straight male could do?
Again, I think you have to read the tea leaves, right? Like, I think in every situation, like this whole communication.
Read the tea leaves.
I like that expression.
You have, she always gave me something to respond to.
Yeah.
Right? Like, for example, had I sent her that photo with the coffee cup and she said, sorry, not going to make it today, and didn't write soon, I don't know if I would have, like, sent that video, right? Because I might have been like, I don't really know how, and, like, she didn't give me anything. She didn't dangle any carrot or anything. But she did here. Every time she always gave me just enough to be like, I...
What she's doing here is, like, trying to be, quote, politically correct. So, like, if her friend happened to see these messages, her friend really has nothing to be mad about, but she's still flirting at the same time. So she's playing it real well.
Because, like, what if we do meet, hit it off, hang out, and eventually she has to explain to
her
friend...
She's like, look, you could read these messages. Right. I did nothing wrong.
Which
we just
Nick and
to
I were talking about, too.
So, anyways.
Oh, my God. I'm just freaking out now. Okay, I just had like this. You know how like Jared and my love story kind of like unfolded like When Harry Met Sally or whatever? If your favorite movie is Serendipity, and then it ends up falling into place like
Serendipity... Calm down. This is not in any way like Serendipity.
It could be if you really do run into her.
Well, if we ran into each other on accident, fine. Yeah. But, like, that's not going to happen. I'll probably force it.
You never
know. My biggest nightmare is this girl's, like, somehow knows your podcast indirectly.
I know. She probably listens.
At that point, this will cease to be charming on my part and just be borderline psychotic.
Please email info@heartbrokenanonymous.com.
Trying to give my friends good content.
That is so funny.
What about her intrigues you so much? Because you haven't met her.
That's going to be my question.
You haven't met her yet. You met her through the webs. So, like, or that's how you know her.
Listen, again, I'm also, I don't know. And that's why, like, she probably, I don't know anything about her.
Right.
It just, I mean, like, the way she looks.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, and, like, you know, we live in a Googleable age. So, like, there's some just things out there that make me go, maybe, who knows? I don't know.
Okay, so if you met the other girl.
And the fact that, like, even when I communicated with her and she, like, responded in full sentences, as bad as that sounds, it's like, oh, a human being.
Nick, that makes me so sad. That makes me feel like you've just been through the ringer. Like, that's such a lot. People should be responding in sentences.
Well, I'm slightly exaggerating, but sometimes... here's the thing. Yes and no, because you girls sit here, have this podcast, but all these, like, idiosyncrasies of how to communicate with guys. Mm-hmm. And fuck, like, just fucking tell people or communicate in a normal way. Be like, oh my God, should I, like, send one word or two? Or, like, should I, like, even act like I don't even know he exists? Will that get him to like me more? Like, I don't know. Like, oh yeah, totally do that. Like, it's like...
I like that voice.
It's, like, insane.
No, that's exactly what we're doing by having you on right now.
So what I'm saying is, like, I don't know. Like, maybe that's what we've come down to with when it comes to... Because people are so accessible, you can now just slide into someone's DM. You can look at their likes. You have so much more access to like literally anyone. Mm-hmm. Like, so like it's so easy to like overanalyze and break things down and be sometimes afraid to just be yourself and be like, I don't know. I'm just going to like reach out and be pretty direct. Mm-hmm.
So Lauren and I are having like a foundation, rejection period of our lives. We just like don't want to wear foundation anymore, but I'm actually being able to like fly with that because my skin's been looking so good with BioClarity. It is so soothing and calming and anti-inflammatory that my skin's like clear but also not red, not flaky, not dry, just
no dullness,
kind of perfect. Just
no dullness,
perfect.
No dryness.
Yeah. And it's with an amazing system with BioClarity that is 100% vegan and cruelty-free. It's cleared up my skin, but also made it feel healthy because sometimes you can have clear skin, but you're like, oh, I feel like it's cracking all the time, or I feel like it's so red and I don't even want to put anything over it because like it may bring out, you know, the cracks and the flakes, but I don't have to worry about that because I use the Clear Skin Routine. It's a 3-step system where you're going to cleanse, treat, and restore. And the kinds of ingredients that they use that make my skin feel calm and hydrated hydrated are chamomile, green tea, cucumber, licorice root, oat kernel extract, and Floralux, which is derived from chlorophyll, the green stuff in plants. It's going to help fight breakouts, but also soothe skin and reduce pore size. You don't want all those pores. Pores don't look good. They don't look good. There's also their essentials.
They don't look good.
Yeah. The essentials routine is also great for people more like Naz who have like just perfect skin, you know, but they need like a system to like help clean it. So dry or normal skin.
I've been using, as I said a couple weeks ago, I've been using the clear skin routine on my back because I've been developed back acne. And I really wish I did a before and after picture of this. That would have been really great. Really? But you know what? I'll show you my clear back after using the clear skin routine.
Okay, well, BioClarity is delivered straight to your door, and it's an easy-to-use three-step skincare system. Again, 100% vegan and cruelty-free. Plus, it's gluten-free for anybody out there who has a serious intolerance to gluten. So to get started on a healthier habit with your skin, go to BioClarity.com. Our listeners are going to get their first month for 50% off a routine of their choosing. Plus, shipping is free, and it comes with a 100% risk-free money-back guarantee. So if you don't like it, just return it, and you'll get your money back. But you need to enter our code, which is GETIT, G-E-T-I-T. That is BioClarity.com. Enter our code GETIT and let us know on the message boards how you think it works for you. We're really excited to know. All right, guys, back to the podcast.
Okay, Nick, so help for the single girls out there who use filters, like little kitty ones or doggy ones, to get the attention of a man. What do you think about that? Too many?
I mean, it's,
you
don't trust them. It's not your face. It's a cat.
I'm just curious. It makes me, again, I'm also a guy who's really attractive to
natural
girls without makeup.
Yeah.
Nick told me I use way too many filters.
I like it when I like makeup on a girl, but again, it speaks of confidence when they just don't wear makeup.
Right.
Because guys can see the beauty in like not wearing makeup.
I love makeup. I'll never stop wearing.
That's fine. I understand that I'm not saying makeup's bad, but there's something attractive about seeing a girl without makeup and going, right, oh yeah, I really like your face.
But to me,
it's the same thing with a filter. It just makes you wonder what they really look like.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I guess it's because those girls are so naturally attractive, right? The girls,
girls
that don't need
those
makeup.
The girls that don't need makeup. There's
plenty of attractive women who use filters and wear makeup. I'm sitting with three, you know, like, so like it, that's what I'm saying. Like sometimes I think women do themselves a disservice by like doing that. And so like, you're really attractive.
On a dating profile and a girl has like three filters,
it makes me,
you're like, no, because I don't know what you look like.
No, yeah.
Or your profile.
I feel prettiest as a cat too, but I would never put those pictures out there like for everybody to be looking at.
I'm not, I'm just, you know, so it's,
Okay, so what should we be putting on our Instagrams to get the guy that we are in love with to love us back?
Lauren, a thirst trap.
You could probably find a different vehicle to get someone to like you.
Oh, with like a personality or something?
Nick, I still want to ask you about like thirst traps.
What about
Because you did say that they work, but you said not for like someone that you'd want to end up with. Do you feel like you
They work in the context of have I reached out to a girl that I've had communicated with in the past because she posted something that I was like, damn, yes, I've done that.
And you've seen her before, and then you've arranged a meetup.
It might be
the picture was so powerful. You're like, I got to get coffee tomorrow.
I've hung out with this girl.
Right.
And we lost touch because that's what people do. Mm-hmm. Or like we went on a couple dates. I don't know the context. So maybe, and she posts a picture. I at one point been like, what are you doing this weekend? Yes, I have done that. But deep down, we both know like this is not going to like strike up a relationship. That we never got like.
So you think no marriage is based off a good thirst trap?
No, yeah,
is what you're
there
saying.
You go.
Well, what nope. if I'm just gonna, you know, what, if, what that, if then she finally gets her third date and then she's relaxed with you and then you know blah 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 and then you like her more.
Also, like it maybe it just depends on you know how much did you try in that photo?
Yeah,
is it really who you are? You know, is it?
Is anyone really who they are on Instagram? That's a good question.
I think I am.
Yes and no.
You should really honestly.
None of us show the sad parts as much as
not
we
who
should.
You really are, but right. You definitely shouldn't look a lot better on your Instagram.
Well, yeah. No.
That's, I mean, objectively, no. You should really. I ask your friends. Am I that much better looking on Instagram?
I think I look better in person, probably.
I think I look better in person. Do you guys think
I think
that?
You look better in person, too.
I don't think I look like myself in photos.
But I think that's a compliment.
Sometimes.
That is a compliment.
I think you'd rather look better in real life.
No, but it sucks because then I'm like...
The opposed the person you're like, what? Who are you?
Yeah.
But then that sucks for me because in this day and age, everyone is first attracted to someone through a picture they see. And I'm like, I feel like...
So no, you're still comparably beautiful. You'd rather them be pleasantly surprised in real life. They're going to do... That's not going to deter. Oh my God. If people saw your picture, like, they're still going to want to go out with
certain people who know their angles so well that it's like you see a virtual 365 version of them. You're like, whoa.
Yeah. But everyone, you play up angles on Insta. Yeah.
Sure. I mean, everyone has a good side. I'm saying, but like, you got to show both sides. All I'm saying is generally speaking, and I hope I do it. But like, don't be more attractive on your Instagram.
Right, no.
Facetune and all those things.
Yeah.
Nick, outside the Instagram picture realm, what are you looking for in a partner?
Guys, Nick's really looking. It's so charming and endearing.
It is so endearing.
You always were, but like, you know, to hang out with you one-on-one and like hear your stories, it's endearing.
Thanks.
Like to hear you go after someone, because
I think from Naz's perspective as somebody who's like, you know, hoping to find a guy who's looking for love.
Yeah.
It's lovely to see somebody who's really looking as well.
It's refreshing to find someone that'll walk up to a girl, but I guess
older
is what
now.
I mean.
I'm like, really? Like, I was watching like some, it wasn't even like a rom-com. It was just like some show where like a guy and a girl had a moment. And I was just like, oh.
Well, that's insightful.
That's so nice.
Do you feel like you were as persistent with women when you were a little bit younger?
I've been, my personality has always been to go for what I want, even when I was three. But I'm just, my desire to meet someone has been heightened.
Because you're a little bit older.
I don't know. I'm just over the, it's always a, you know, it's still like you have to be comfortable with being alone. You have to be comfortable with your station in life. Mm-hmm. So if you're single, you have to be okay with that. And I am. But there have been other times where it's just like you kind of enjoy it a little bit more, whatever it is. And I'm at the point where like I'm over it.
Yeah.
You know.
So this situation that you explained to all of us today with this girl through the Instagram, would you have been as persistent maybe 5-10 years ago as you
sure.
are now?
I mean, again, yes. like okay. 'cause it's not like I didn't want a girlfriend 5 years ago.
Right.
So like, you know, just certain people come along that make you go... Yeah. I really want to see this through.
So you didn't go through a fuckboy stage.
There's been plenty of times where, like, you know, I've been really intrigued by someone and, you know, it didn't pan out. Where I was just like, eh. Or, you know, vice versa. I don't know. I hate the whole fuckboy. Like, I mean, I personally never felt the need to lie about my feelings to get some, so to speak. Like, I don't know. I think that, to me, that would be a fuckboy. Fuckboys who imply that they have stronger feelings towards women because they want to sleep with them or hook up.
Right.
And lie about their feelings.
Hmm. That's an interesting.
If you're single and you're like, you haven't found the one, you still date and you still might have a physical relationship with someone. I don't think that makes you a fuckboy or a fuckgirl. As long as you're honest and upfront about what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. And if you're like upfront with the girl or the girl's upfront with the guy and be like, listen, I think you're finding you very attractive, but I just don't see this going anywhere. And they still want to pursue a physical relationship, so be it.
Would you be attracted to someone that would pursue you like really hard?
Sure.
Really?
But again, if I mean, in this dynamic, for example, going back to my original story, there's still like kind of this, even though kind of we're living in a far more progressive world and the Me Too movement and, you know, feminism, which is great in terms of like women kind of being empowered to, you know, be assertive and not having to wait for the, oh, fine. That's part of all that. But we still, like, from a society, we still have our kind of gender, I don't want to say roles, but like things that we are attracted to. And I think we still, I don't want to speak, you women tell me, but like to be pursued and guys still like to pursue. Mm-hmm. For example, in this situation, we don't really know for sure if this girl, how interested this girl is or isn't in me, right? But we're all kind of assuming that she has maybe some interest and she's enjoying kind of getting me to pursue her and doing that deliberately. Whereas a guy, I don't think guys would normally do that,
right? They either are interested and they'll meet up with you. It would be kind of weird if she was like reaching out and sending me these videos and I was always like, yeah, sure, maybe.
Naz, what, I think a good question.
Right, does that make sense?
No, yeah, totally.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Going off of that, Naz has this one guy that actually responded to her thirst trap, saw her picture, and now he's like, let's meet up again. Mm-hmm. And even though he keeps saying, let's meet up again, he never comes up with a clear time to meet her. Even
oh
though
my God.
She's the one that...
Say that again?
So he reaches out to her, says, like, we should hang out again. And then Naz was straightforward and said, I am not interested in, like, just, like, this wishy-washiness anymore. So either we, like, meet up or we don't meet.
He said that?
No, this
no,
is what
I said that because he just would keep, like, responding and, like, sending these things. Like, let's hang out, but never make a plan. So to me, that's extremely
what does that
frustrating.
Mean? I think so many guys do it.
So many guys are scared,
bitch, right?
They're scared. Not that interested?
No, he reached out to
he's
her.
The one reaching out to me.
Can we? I really got to get this picture up. But,
I die.
I recently have noticed that a lot of my female friends mm-hmm. like to use the phrase, he's scared.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you right now.
He's never scared.
We're not scared. We just don't like you.
I've never understood that either.
He was a little bit, maybe scared isn't the right word, but...
I'm sure, but it's scary. They're not
you
like
and Jared,
scared.
But like that's not a
so
normal
you're saying,
story.
You're saying I'm the exception to the rule. We have to keep saying that.
At one point, Jared didn't like you the way you wanted him to like you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he needed to. Yeah, we're getting off topic.
Whatever. All right, fine. Scared? I never believed that. I'm. He's scared.
But
again,
I've noticed a lot of
no.
My,
he wants to keep fucking other girls. It doesn't mean he's scared.
He's just scared. He just got a relationship. He's scared. He's not scared. He
no,
does, doesn't like you as much.
No, but in this situation,
he
like,
likes you. He's keeping you around or whatever. He just right. He's not scared. It's like he's scared to have feelings for me.
I never
no,
thought
he's
anyone
scared
was scared.
To go on a date. She's intimidating.
I'm just saying people that don't. Yeah, like guys that like reach out but then won't make a plan. What is the point of that? Maybe
yeah.
You've never come across that scenario.
Listen, I've done that. You just kind of like, I don't know.
So then what is
we're
that?
Simple
that's
creatures
what we
that sometimes
know.
Have short attention spans. And again, maybe it is as simple as like thinking your ass looks nice at a photo. So like we have a moment of thinking with our dicks. We send a text.
Saturday
like,
comes around.
And then all of a sudden you're like, I don't know if I really want to go out there because I've gone out with her before. And she's like, I don't know. Like, yeah, her ass looks, but like, I know I'm not that interested. Like I remember the times where I had a conversation with her and didn't have a conversation with her because there was nothing to talk about.
Right.
So, like, what am I going to do? Just, like, go on out and get a drink with her and look at her Instagram photo the whole time?
It's like, just so weird. It's like, why even reach out in the first place?
I don't know. Yeah. Like, sometimes we're bored and have theory? Short attention spans.
I've done that.
We've all done that.
I've totally done that. A guy and I have never done that.
Also,
gets a man bun. You're like, hey, you look really hot in your man bun. Let's go out. You time to come out. You're like, I don't feel like
we all
anymore.
Make some of our worst decisions.
No, I don't think Ashley and I have ever felt that way.
No, I've never casually texted anyone.
Yeah, because for me, that's a waste of time to me. If I don't like
we've
you.
We've all made, especially guys, some of our... We make some, when you make decisions out of boredom, it's usually not a smart decision. And mm-hmm. oftentimes, we're more and more people are bored these days because there's too much going on. It's easier to get bored when you have like Instagram and like we have these shorter attention.
We're inundated with like...
Yeah, and so we're always bored now. And we often get bored. And so guys are doing because they're bored.
What about laziness?
You don't want to go out with a guy because he's bored. And thirst trapping is a way to get a guy who's not really into you to go out with you just because he's bored.
Bada bing. I think we got to
no,
end
no,
there.
No, really?
He's fucking bored.
I mean,
okay,
write
well,
that
there's
down.
That. And I think we could end on that, but I do want to say this. Nick, what about the lazy culture? Because so many people are like, you know what? Going on a date with her, she's hot, sounds good, but you know what sounds better? Sitting on the couch.
Not if he's really interested.
Yeah, not if he's really interested. That'll never be. Yeah, okay.
Here's like, this takes away from like again situations. Everything you know. Again, we live in an age where people are, for example, going on dating apps, sliding into DMs, and considering going on dates with people you know don't know. So that's different, right? Because there's always right. that fear
that's
of how's
thing.
This person really going to be? Like, they look in their pictures, mm-hmm. but like, are we going to have good conversations?
Oh,
and so, like,
sense.
Going on a date and getting a drink with someone, like, we all do. You could be wrong. It's like, and sometimes taking that initiative to really convince someone or wanting to go out with you because it's like, hey, no, listen, maybe you think, maybe you're like, maybe she thinks I'm, like, if you're a girl who posts a bunch of, like, bathing suit pictures and you maybe you come across as a bit ditzy on your Instagram, but maybe you're a very interesting person, maybe you are aware of how you might be perceived, right? I don't know. And so, like, you don't want, like, someone to judge you for that. I don't know. So that might be a little bit different.
I totally understand where you're coming from now. We get so many people, like, canceling on dates because most dates now are blind dates coming from apps. But if you had a moment with them in real life where you're truly captured by, like, their essence, mm-hmm. then you'd be actually, like, eager to meet them in real life, to see them again.
If totally. On a second date...
Totally.
If on a second date, if a guy or girl is, like, canceling or pushing things off or... coming across as slightly like
not
indecisive,
yeah.
they're not interested. Just like Colton's not interested in Tia. Just like, you know, they're just, you are either, once you've met them,
yeah,
you're either
going to
like go
not.
For it or you're going to like hang out with them because like they
you're
don't
bored.
Totally annoy you.
I agree. And
or you could be the exception to the rule.
Yes. I agree. But
well,
so many,
that was also like Jared loves spending time with you.
Yeah.
So like even that was different. I mean,
yeah, he never postponed or canceled
no,
or anything.
He
still loves spending time
right.
with you.
He always
just
showed
didn't
up. Yeah. Right. And that's what kind
that's,
of kept
that's
you there
that's
too.
Like, that's such an apples and it's,
yeah,
it's
such
it's
an,
the most
an
non-relatable
an outlier.
Story.
It really, is a very really, non-relatable story.
I know, it really probably is. Naz, what was your question?
I forgot. Oh, the second thing that you said, like people just go on dates probably because they're bored and they have nothing to do. I feel like that's what's happening everywhere. Mm-hmm. Where everyone's like, I didn't really like him, but I'm going to go on the date again. And
second
to me,
date, sure. But the first dates, I think you got to like, I'm actively challenging myself to like go on. Like you got to, it's a contact sport.
Yeah, yeah
it's
like
you got
to
shoot to get hot, so to speak.
Really?
And so you've got to put yourself out there and you've got
to
sometimes go on that another date with someone that you might think that you might not have a great time with, mm-hmm. but you have to find out. Now, on this, if you meet them and you kind of have an okay time and you go out again, it might be just because you're bored. And then you're,
right.
you know,
do you think
chances
something-
are it won't change.
Wait, I have to ask you one more thing before Ashley asks. If a girl you're interested in on Instagram post a picture with a guy and you don't know who the guy is, aka she's like taking a picture with like a good looking guy, probably to use as a thirst trap. Does that evoke any emotion in you?
No.
Okay, good to know.
No. If you're not into her.
Well, obviously this is case by case.
Yeah. It doesn't make me like her more or less.
It doesn't make you like a little jelly.
Come on now.
No.
You're probably less likely to hit her up because
yeah, I mean,
you're like, oh, she's with someone.
That is such, yeah, that's such a risk in terms of
yeah,
you might
true.
Be turned off by it. You might, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. Before we wrap, I know he has to go. I just want to talk about the importance of the three dates because the more and more I talk to people who are engaged or whatever, they're like, I didn't like him on date one. Date one, he was fine. Date two, he was okay. And then date three really turned things around. My future sister-in-law mm-hmm. was not completely into him until date three.
Right.
And then this girl I met wedding shopping today, also engaged, she was like, I thought he was pretty boring up until like date four.
See,
and now
that,
they're engaged.
I mean, stories like that freak me out.
Yeah, it freaks me out
that
too.
Freaks me out
because you're afraid of their selling?
Because I don't go past number two. And maybe I should do a three. But if on number two, I still don't like you, I'm not like really intrigued or I don't have a spark or I don't feel like there's something there that can keep me going, I'm out. Mm-hmm. And that stories like that really scare me.
Yeah, I mean, that's not me. It's hard for me to relate to that. But at the same time, people can be awkward and nervous on dates. Mm-hmm. You know, they cannot be themselves. Mm-hmm.
Have you gone on second and third dates with someone that you maybe didn't think you would have?
Sure, but nothing really changed.
Right. Mm-hmm. Same.
It's not for everyone. Yeah. Some people need more time.
If you are single and you want to meet someone, you just got to get out there. So I don't think there's nothing wrong with just keep on shooting.
Yeah.
Just go on a real Caribbean cruise and get
out there. I mean, what else are you going to do on a Wednesday, you know?
That's true. Do you ever get...
Go to work.
I have one more, sorry. Do you
no,
ever
he means
get...
At night.
What is the word? Like, you've been on so many dates that just haven't panned out. Do you ever get restless and fatigued and you, like, take a break from dating? You're like,
sure.
Ugh.
But that's like... You just have to have reasonable expectations. Like baseball, not to use a sports reference for a podcast which predominantly a women audience.
Women like sports.
I'm not saying they don't, but but like if you bat 300, you're a Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. Right? That's 3 out of 10. And even dating, I would say, is lower. I mean, can't have... Well, think about it. Like, you got to be realistic. You can't say, I'm really picky. But... And then have the expectations you're going to like more than 8. Like, if I'm really picky, but like I went on like 10 dates and 8 guys were great. You know, like...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's... Can't be picky then.
Right.
Right? You also have to put yourself out there. I was talking to a girl who... The other day, a friend, and she was... She also didn't want to get out there. You know, she's like, I'm sorry, I'm just picky. I wanted that special connection. I want that fairy tale, blah, blah. But I don't know. I just hate dating. It's like, oh, like I don't, the whole like, you know, having drinks and conversations. And I'm like, and I said to her, I'm like, it's like you're buying a house and you've decided like, I'm ready to buy a house. I'm ready to make that commitment, but I'm not going to settle. I'm going to wait till I find the right house. I know what I want. I've saved up. I'm ready for it.
But you're never going to. I have my specific,
and then your realtor goes, "All right, I'm going to show you some houses." And you're like, "All right, I don't want to look at more than 2."
Yeah. Okay.
Very good.
Best analogy ever.
I think we have to end there.
Definitely, so good.
Nick, necessary realness with Nick V. Our
Nick,
friend.
You
Nick.
Thank are you, Nick. Really chock full of wisdom.
Nick, we love you. Thanks
this
for
is
coming
why,
on.
You know, you've been so many girls' therapists on the show on Paradise.
Do you have anything to say?
I gotta get this post up.
Okay, amen. All right, and that's
bye.
It.
Bye, guy.
I don't get it. Podcast.
This podcast is brought to you by Wave Podcast Network. Check out all of our shows, including the Brain Candy Podcast, I Don't Get It, Babes and Babies, Coffee Convos, and Let's Talk About It.